Hare Krishna. We're just finishing our parikrama today, and in Ayodhya, of course. I'll start from back to front. We just came from Maniparvat, and Mani means jewels, and Parvat means hill. So this is a lovely hill that Sita Devi asked Ramchandra to have a hill built for her so she could play here with her friends. And they used to swing on the trees, and so Lord Ramachandra did that, but he built the hill out of precious jewels, diamonds, sapphire, ruby, etc. And if you're asking whether there's still diamonds, sapphires, rubies, then no, the answer is no. Unfortunately, in Kali Yuga, all of these things change, or as the yugas change, because that was in Satya Yuga, so then everything else changes, or Treta Yuga. Unfortunately, but it's very, very nice place. Lots of kids begging for Lakshmi, and never satisfied, regardless of how much you give them. So, deity there of Sita Ram and Lakshman, and a deity of Mani Devi, who I would take as being a incarnation of Lakshmi, probably the material Lakshmi, or at least the Lakshmi of this material world, not the Lakshmi of the spiritual world. And we went up the hill, not super big hill, and a beautiful, beautiful view of Ayodhya, in which there are many, many trees. It's really, I could say that Vrindavan was also like that. Anyhow, then before that, we were at this Vidyakund, and I did a Hungarian recording there, but this was where all the four Vedas taught Lord Ramachandra, and of course taught is in quotation marks. And there's a beautiful, beautiful kund there that's being renovated. And many of the holy places here are being renovated. It's really, really quite nice. It's not only that the kund is big, but the renovation is very nicely done as well. Makes me envious that doing something like that in Hungary is just price prohibitive. In any case, their sadhus were very nice. They were all Ramanuj sadhus, and they even invited us to stay for prasadam, but we were already going to the ISKCON center for prasadam, so then they gave us some to take along with us. And then before that, we were at a temple of Valmiki Muni and Ram and Sita. The temple was very large, and on the walls, excuse me, on the walls was the entire Valmiki Ramayan. So 24,000 shlokas, very, very impressive, beautifully etched in to marble walls, etched in black, a very nice Sanskrit. So that was where we also went. And before that, we were at the 24 ghats to the left, to the right, of the Sarayu River, and this was also the place of Lord Ramchandra's disappearance. There's so many other places that we pass in the meantime, and it's really a wonderful effort here. You're driving down the main roads. All the houses are painted yellow. All the signs, same style of signs. And as I mentioned, a wonderful effort to renovate the places. And of course, last night we went to the birthplace of Lord Ram and the new temple that they're building there. It's a construction site. I mean, we went there at 8 o'clock at night, so 24/7 they're building, and that place is supposed to be finished in 2032. Very impressive. Once again, something that's beyond conception of something outside of India, just because this is government funded and government funded project. This is what governments should spend their money on, not sending people to the moon or building atom bombs, but in renovating holy places. And if they don't have holy places, then ISKCON provide them many holy places or replicas of many holy places to construct. So that's it today. I'll go out again tomorrow morning, and yes, you come to this city, and it's not a town, it's not like Vrindavan, this is a city. But everything is reminiscent of Lord Ram. Bus stops have pictures of Lord Ram and Hanuman. So very, very, very nice. And we're going now, I think I mentioned, for Prasadam there to ISKCON. Hare Krishna.